Monuments in the Canary Islands, the most iconic historic and cultural landmarks. The Canary Islands have far more to offer than beaches and volcanoes. Over the centuries, the archipelago has built up an exceptional cultural heritage. Colonial architecture, defensive fortresses, neo-Gothic cathedrals, UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and pre-Hispanic sites that connect with the island's earliest inhabitants, the Guanches. If you are traveling to the Canaries with a curiosity for history, the monuments you will find on each island tell a different and fascinating story. Must-see monuments in Gran Canaria. Gran Canaria is home to some of the archipelago's most significant historic buildings. Its capital, Las Palmas, and the inland municipalities are rich in everything from medieval fortresses to late Gothic treasures. Cathedral of Santa Ana. Located in the historic Vegeta Quarter, Cathedral of Santa Ana is one of the most important religious buildings in the archipelago. This majestic Gothic cathedral, with Renaissance elements, sits at the heart of the Vegeta Old Town. Its construction spanned several centuries, which accounts for the blend of architectural styles visible both inside and out. In front of it lies one of the most photographed squares in Las Palmas. Teatro Pérez Galdós. The Teatro Pérez Galdós, the largest opera house in the islands, takes its name from Gran Canaria's most celebrated writer. Inaugurated in 1927, it was fully restored and reopened in 2007 with world-class acoustics. Its dome, painted by the artist Néstor de la Torre, is one of the building's most outstanding artistic features. Arucas Church. The parish church of San Juan Bautista in Arucas has been popularly known as a cathedral since its reconstruction in the early 20th century, though it does not officially hold that title. Its neo-Gothic architecture, with soaring towers, pointed arches, and an exceptional stone facade, has earned it the status of a cultural heritage site. It is open daily from 8 to 12:50 and from 17:30 to 20. Casa de Colón. Also in the Vegeta Quarter stands the Casa de Colón, a 15th-century palace linked to the figure of Christopher Columbus. According to historical tradition, the explorer lodged here during his stop in Gran Canaria before setting sail for the Americas in 1492. Today, it is a museum tracing the ties between the islands and the New World, with free admission. Historic monuments in Tenerife. Tenerife blends the colonial heritage of its historic towns with the boldness of contemporary architecture. Its monuments reflect centuries of history, from the Castilian conquest to the present day. Cathedral of San Cristóbal de la Laguna. The city of San Cristóbal de la Laguna was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site for its colonial street plan, which served as a model for many cities across Latin America. Within its historic center stands the cathedral, built from volcanic stone in warm saffron tones, with a three-nave structure, a Mudéjar-inspired timber ceiling, and a 25-meter dome rising above the transept. Its interior houses works of art of exceptional value, including murals by José Aguiar and a 16th-century baptismal font, Basilica of Nuestra Señora de Candelaria. The Basilica of Nuestra Señora de Candelaria houses, in its main chapel, the image of the Virgin of Candelaria, the patron saint of the Canarian archipelago. Inside, there are numerous works of art, including a Baroque monstrance crafted in the Canaries during the 18th century. The surrounding square, with its statues of the Guanche Menses, is one of the most evocative settings in Tenerife. Auditorio de Tenerife. Designed by Santiago Calatrava and opened in 2003, the Auditorio de Tenerife is now one of the archipelago's most recognizable buildings. Its silhouette, inspired by the waves of the Atlantic, has made it an icon of contemporary Spanish architecture and one of the most photographed landmarks in the Canary Islands. Castillo de San Juan Bautista. The Castillo de San Juan Bautista, also known as the Castillo Negro, was built in the 17th century to defend the port of Santa Cruz de Tenerife. Together with the Castillo de San Andrés, it formed part of the island's defensive network against English and Dutch attacks. Today, it is a cultural heritage site and open for guided visits. Palacio de Lercaro. Located in the historic center of La Laguna, the Palacio de Lercaro dates from the 16th century and is one of the finest examples of traditional Canarian colonial architecture. Its carved wooden balconies and interior courtyard make it a must-see. It currently houses the Museum of History and Anthropology of Tenerife. Pirámides de Güímar. The Pirámides de Güímar are one of Tenerife's most intriguing archaeological mysteries. Six-stepped structures precisely aligned with the cardinal points, a fact that has puzzled historians and archaeologists alike since their discovery. Today they can be visited as part of the Ethnographic Park and Botanical Garden of Güímar, where four themed trails explore the history, botany, and natural heritage of the archipelago. The park is open daily from 10 to 18. Iconic monuments of La Palma. La Palma, known as La Isla Bonita, is home to one of the best-preserved historic centers in the entire archipelago. Its capital, Santa Cruz de La Palma, was one of the busiest ports in Atlantic trade during the 16th century. Balconies of the Avenida Marítima. The famous wooden balconies of the Avenida Marítima are the most recognizable symbol of Santa Cruz de La Palma. These grand townhouses from the 16th and 17th centuries, with their overhanging galleries painted in vivid colors, represent traditional Canarian architecture in its purest form and have been declared a cultural heritage site. Castillo de Santa Catalina. Built in the 17th century to protect the city from pirate raids, the Castillo de Santa Catalina stands on a promontory overlooking the sea. Its strategic position and excellent state of preservation make it one of La Palma's most visited monuments. Santuario de Nuestra Señora de las Nieves. A short distance from the center of Santa Cruz de La Palma lies the Santuario de Nuestra Señora de las Nieves, home to the island's patron image. The complex is part of a religious tradition dating back to the 14th century. Every 5 years, it hosts the Bajada de la Virgen, a festival declared of international tourist interest. Notable monuments in Fuerteventura. Fuerteventura is the oldest island in the archipelago from a geological standpoint, and its historic heritage reflects centuries of colonization, resilience, and adaptation to the harshest landscape in the Canaries. Casa de los Coroneles. The Casa de los Coroneles in La Oliva is one of the most imposing civic buildings in the islands. Built in the 17th century, it served as the residence of the military commanders who governed the island for over 100 years. Its stately architecture, featuring a distinctive continuous wooden balcony and heraldic shields on the facade, has made it a symbol of Canarian historic heritage. It is currently a cultural heritage site and open to visitors Tuesday to Saturday. Church of Santa Maria de Betancuria. Betancuria was the first capital of Fuerteventura. Its Church of Santa Maria, dating from the 17th century, is the oldest on the island and one of the key landmarks of Canarian cultural heritage. Opposite stands the Archaeological Museum, which displays artifacts from the Majos, the indigenous people of Fuerteventura, making it a natural complement to any visit. Molinos de Villaverde. The Molinos de Villaverde are among the most characteristic features of the Majorero landscape. Built between the 17th and 19th centuries to grind grain, they now form part of the island's protected rural scenery. Several have been restored and can be visited as part of an ethnographic trail through the interior of Fuerteventura. Church of Nuestra Señora de Regla. The Church of Nuestra Señora de Regla in Pájara is one of Fuerteventura's most remarkable buildings, with origins dating to the 17th century. What sets it apart is its doorway, an extraordinary piece of copper-toned stonework featuring geometric motifs, serpents, suns, a moon and human faces, which some scholars have linked to 16th century European symbolic iconography. The result is unlike anything else in Canarian religious architecture. It is listed as a cultural heritage site. The UNESCO Heritage Sites of the Canary Islands. The Canary Islands are home to several UNESCO-recognized sites that reinforce their standing as a leading cultural destination. San Cristobal de la Laguna, Tenerife, declared a World Heritage Site for its colonial street plan, which influenced the layout of numerous cities across Latin America. Tidy National Park, Tenerife, an active volcano, and the highest peak in Spain at 3,718 meters above sea level, its national park was declared a UNESCO World Heritage Site for its outstanding universal value. Garajonay National Park, La Gomera, declared a World Heritage Site in 1986, known for its lush laurel forest, a relic of the ancient subtropical vegetation that once covered Europe millions of years ago. To these can be added the cultural landscape of Risco Caído and the sacred mountains of Gran Canaria, recognized by UNESCO in 2019 for its archaeological and scenic significance. The most photographed monuments in the Canary Islands. Some landmarks attract a particular concentration of visitors with cameras at the ready. These are the most shared. Auditorio de Tenerife. Its white silhouette against the sea is the most viral architectural image in the islands. Balconies of the Avenida Marítima, La Palma. Color, light, and colonial architecture in a single frame. Santa Ana Cathedral, Gran Canaria. The square that frames it is the perfect setting for urban photography. Casa de los Coroneles, Fuerteventura. A stately facade that contrasts sharply with the arid landscape around it. Pyramids of Güímar, Tenerife. A visual mystery that generates as much debate as it does photographic interest. A cultural tour of the Canaries. How to plan your visit. Visiting the most representative monuments across the four main islands is entirely achievable by combining stays on each one. A suggested itinerary of 8 to 10 days might be divided as follows. Gran Canaria, 2 to 3 days. Vegeta, Castillo de la Luz, Arucas Church, Cenobio de Valerón. Tenerife, 2 to 3 days. La Laguna, Basilica of Candelaria, the Auditorio, Ascent to Mount Teide. La Palma, 1 to 2 days. Santa Cruz de la Palma, Avenida Marítima, Sanctuary of Our Lady of the Snows. Fuerteventura, 1 to 2 days. Betancuria, Casa de los Coroneles, Windmills of Villaverde. Each island has its own identity, and combining all four offers a complete picture of the Canaries' historic heritage. Where to stay while exploring Canarian heritage? To make the most of a cultural tour of the islands, where you stay makes all the difference. Princess Hotels Canarias has properties on all four islands featured in this guide, all on an all-inclusive basis and within easy reach of the main historic sites. In Gran Canaria, the Maspalomas Princess, Tabaiba Princess, and Mogan Princess and Beach Club provide a convenient base for exploring Las Palmas and the island's interior. For couples or solo travelers, the Gran Canaria Princess and Tui Blue Suite Princess offer an adults-only, 16-plus atmosphere. In Tenerife, the Guayamina Princess and Princess Inspire Tenerife combine relaxation with easy access to the main cultural routes across the north and south of the island. In Fuerteventura, the Fuerteventura Princess and Club Jandia Princess are ideal starting points for exploring Betancuria and the Majorero interior. In La Palma, the La Palma Princess offers a peaceful setting from which to discover the island at your own pace. The historic and cultural heritage of the Canary Islands is as rich as its natural landscapes. Plan your route, book your stay, and discover each monument in your own time.